Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantis Holster. Holster.com. Well, Ammoland is one of the biggest websites on the planet. All categories. And the biggest writer at Ammoland is my next guest, which you guys are familiar with this guy. He's a cat named Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Bill, I'm glad to be here. I have to say that having come down with what may have been COVID after the SHOT Show, my production went down a little bit, but there's still plenty to talk about. And
well, I did not know that you felt bad.
You've
been trucking along, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I managed to get a couple articles out, but yeah. My motivation was pretty far down, you know. It was only about, like, a bad cold or a mild flu, I guess I would say. But, you know, that can put you under the weather in terms of trying to get anything really
sure.
accomplished.
Bad colds are the worst. Can't stand a bad cold. Yeah, I do notice that we are still in the same holding pattern we seem to have been in last week. So,
yeah, I've got another article waiting in line, and, you know, we could talk about that if you want to, but I thought we could go back to stuff that we hadn't talked all that much about. And one of the things we have seen here in just the last few years is how much people realize that the Supreme Court was not acting as they should as a Supreme Court for a very long time, as they just ignored Second Amendment cases for almost forever, and they did it very deliberately, and that's why the NRA, for example, people would say, well, why don't they just bring a case to the Supreme Court? I mean, the Second Amendment's obvious. They'll have to rule all these gun laws unconstitutional. Well, they didn't, because they knew who was on the court.
Right.
And the people on the court had shown they had no regard for the Constitution.
Right.
And that's what we've seen. I mean, and it took a long time. I mean, it's basically my entire adult life. People have been looking at Supreme Court decisions. How did they rule that? There's nothing about that there's in the Constitution. Where did they find this right to have an abortion in the Constitution? It's not in there anywhere.
Right.
Or, where in the Constitution does it say that you give one particular group preference over another group? I thought it was supposed to be equal protection under the law, you know, for affirmative action, which we've seen, or even more egregious, creating minority-majority districts to ensure that a certain color of people get elected to Congress.
Right.
And then there was the case where, you know, they're talking about one man, one vote. And they say in every state, you have to have the districts arranged so that they're proportional to population. And there were a number of states that had their Senate arranged similar to what the U.S. Senate is by geography, not by population. And they had to change their constitutions because the Supreme Court said, well, it's okay for the U.S. government, but it's not okay for the states. Some other things that were fairly obvious or that seemed to be were their unwillingness to strike down blatantly unconstitutional laws involving like the EPA, where the EPA will just take your property, give you nothing for it, and you don't get any compensation. It's always hard to figure out how they would claim that that was constitutional.
Right.
Or another one would be that they would remember the Lautenberg Amendment. Well, it's not really punishing you if we take away your right to have a firearm, because we just tell you you can't have one, and if you have one, then we punish you, and you see you violated the law after we changed it, not that we took away your right. It's still hard for me to understand how you can claim that taking away someone's constitutional right is not punishment.
Right.
So that one hasn't been addressed, but there's actually some movement on that sort of thing where I think it was Amy Coney Barrett said that, you know, the idea that you just automatically take a right away because somebody committed a felony, even if it's nonviolent, that's not something that really is historically accurate or that was done before the 1968 Gun Control Act.
Right.
I mean, before that, it was strictly by the states. And after that, the federal government just said, well, we just declare these big groups of people, we're not going to let them have guns. So that might get changed in the future. And, of course, a big push right now we're seeing in about three states, I think, have passed legislation. There might be a couple more that are in the works, saying that it's you can't build your own gun unless you apply to the government first and get their permission to do so and get issued a serial number by them for that gun. That's never been the case in the United States. There never was a license required for you to build your own firearm. And yet we have three states right now, and I believe all of them are being, there are court cases in at least two that I know of, and there's probably in the third one, or they'll just be added together to make one case. Whether or not the Supreme Court will hear it, of course, is another question. But we have three major issues coming up before the Supreme Court. And all of them we should get some major hearing on by the end of June. I mean, they would issue an opinion on each one of these three cases. And they all look positive for people who believe the Constitution is more than mere suggestion. And the three cases are affirmative action, and it's where they're saying that Harvard can't discriminate against people just because they're Asian in student allocations. And then there's the, of course, the Roe v. Wade Mississippi case as to just how much of a right really exists that was created out of thin air in, what was it, 1973? I'm thinking may have been when Roe v. Wade was I could be off. I think that's right.
Yeah.
And then of course we have the big Second Amendment case, New York rifle and pistol. So all three of those are all major decisions that people have been saying for decades and decades were issues that the Supreme Court was either ignoring or had helped create the problem. And we should get some interesting action, some interesting answers.
Hang on for me right there. We'll be right back. We are talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. talking to Dean Weingarten. He was talking about the Constitution and the Supreme Court and everything else. Do you need to continue with that, sir?
Well, I think we can a bit in that what we found out is we do have significant power and ability, and by that I'm talking about people who believe in the Constitution, who want limited government, who believe that the Second Amendment means that it guarantees the government cannot prevent you from owning firearms and being able to practice and to have ammunition. And we found that we have more power than we probably thought we did. I mean, right at the beginning of the Obama administration, and I would say when historians look at our history, they'll say that was an inflection point where we went in a very bad direction. In my opinion, President Obama was elected under completely false pretenses, running as a moderate, and at the first chance that he got, he started enacting extremely radical program. And one of the clearest indicator to me on this was where he ran, that he was against the misnamed marriage between people of the same sex. So-called gay marriage. I'm saying so-called because marriage has never been between two people of the same sex. Never. I mean, you can go back in ancient times as far as you want. Sometimes it's between one man and several women, and there's a very unusual singular culture in Tibet, or used to be, where you would have one woman married to several men. But you never had women married to women or men married to men. I mean, they'd cohabit, but they were never called a marriage because marriage always involved the possibility of children. Now, so, and then when he got in, he just completely changed around. So, I'm for it, Al. And then you actually got Supreme Court to declare that there was a constitutional right for people of the same sex to marry, which made no sense. Now, there were already civil unions in a bunch of places. But what this did, it's part of what I'm talking about with the radicalization in the Obama administration, and where he then worked very hard to split America on racial lines and use race and to reduce and denigrate race relationships in order for his political power to be gained, like in Ferguson, Missouri, you know, where we had the false hands up, don't shoot imagery, or in the Trayvon Martin case where, again, you know, lies were perpetrated and still are believed by many people today about what happened in that case in order to further racial division in this country. But even during the Obama administration, in the first year, gun owners and people who believed in the Second Amendment managed to remove from the books a ban on guns in national parks that had been there for 50 years. No one predicted that would happen, and yet it happened. And they got it through Obama because he wanted to pass a bill with credit cards, and he thought that was a lot more important. And that was a rider on that bill, and that's how it got through. So we do have power nationally to get things done if we keep at it and push hard. But the real power I see that we have had success with is in the states. And there's just plenty of states where the national media doesn't have very much power. And that's where the whole push for gun control and to do away with the Second Amendment comes from. It's not an organic system. There's no large number of people in the United States that want the rest of Americans to be disarmed. But they have a lot of strength in the national media. The people who run the national media want Americans to be disarmed, or they believe that it's a positive thing, you know, in our push for globalism. But it just doesn't exist in the states, except for a very small number. So if you take away New York and California, both of which are big media centers, maybe you could add in Illinois. Remove that. There's no push to get rid of the Second Amendment. Yet there are in those areas, again, because of the media culture that believes that Americans should be disarmed, and I think it's part of the whole idea of globalization. Well, we can't have Americans armed if we don't let anybody else be armed in the world. You know, that's a bad example. Other people might think that they should have arms, too. But we've had great success in the states. There are 21 states with constitutional carry now. And we see that all of these false notions that have been put out there that it's so dangerous for people to have personal weaponry is just false. We don't see any blood in the streets. We don't see rises in murder rates. We don't see rises in crime rates. If anything, we see a slight decrease. So when I'm talking about the Constitution and national issues, I think we've made a lot of progress. And what now has happened is that in the last 2 years, we've had something like 12 million new gun buyers, according to surveys done by the National Shooting Sports Foundation. Well, when you start with around 100 million and you add 12 to 15 more million, that's a big deal. And even some on the left are now saying, you know, we should give it up. I'm trying to get rid of the Second Amendment. There's too many people. There's only...
Do me a favor. Hang on right there. We're coming up on the next break. Dean writes at amaland.com. There's over 1,900 articles waiting for you there at Amaland right now today. So go check that out. Amaland.com. Dean Weingarten. He's all contributors midway down on the left-hand side. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional leaders reached an overarching agreement Wednesday to boost military and non-defense budgets, paving the way for a comprehensive deal to fund the government into the fall. Democrats looking to increase military spending from the final package that was signed into law in the last weeks of Donald Trump's presidency. President Biden on Wednesday participated in a roundtable with CEOs of electric utilities to discuss his Build Back Better agenda.
Like the rest of my Build Back Better plan, the clean energy companies of this plan are about lowering prices. That's what this is all about. It's about reducing family energy bills while protecting the grid from extreme weather and making power more reliable. And it's also about jobs.
The Dow gaining 305 points to close at 35,768 on Wednesday. USA Radio News. France's president is meeting with his Russian and Ukrainian counterparts separately.
As French President Macron invited his Ukrainian counterpart Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday for diplomatic talks on the country's crisis with Russia, Moscow said there were points of convergence laid out by Macron during his five-hour meeting with Russian President Putin a day earlier. But the Kremlin denies that the two leaders had agreed to de-escalate the tense standoff at the Ukrainian border. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Rising interest rates appear to be pushing people who want to buy homes to the sidelines. The Mortgage Bankers Association reporting Wednesday that the national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage jumped 5 basis points last week to 3.83%. That played a big role in last week's 10% drop in applications for loans to buy new homes. Find us at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. And this we're ad-libbing tonight. This is pretty cool. I like this. This is the best radio, Dean. Ad-libbing is the best radio. So what would you like to ad-lib about now?
Well, let's talk about ammunition. Because that seems to be something that everybody is interested in. And while prices are stabilizing, shall we say, and it seems there's a little bit more ammunition out there, it's still pretty hard to come by.
Yeah.
And so I was looking at historical ammunition prices. And it's amazing that really, even with the higher prices we're paying today, and I like to look at 22 long rifle because it's such a common cartridge and it's been around for such a long time that you can get some better idea. You can find historical examples without much trouble. And back around 1911, 22 long rifle ammunition, I found a website that had a whole bunch of Remington catalogs back from starting about 1911 up until present. Unfortunately, they stopped giving prices with the catalogs in the late 70s because they didn't. My suspicion is that after Nixon started trying to put on wage and price controls, the manufacturers said, "Hey, if we put out a price, they're going to keep us at that price no matter what happens with inflation. So we better not put out prices." So, but what we saw is that back around 1911, which were some of the earliest prices I could find, you could buy 1,000 rounds of 22 long rifle ammunition. And this was just after smokeless powder had really come in. You could get black powder rounds for $6 for 100. $1,000. $6 a 1,000. And you could get what they call less smoke, which was kind of a weird in-between. It was a mixture of sort of like black and smokeless, and that was $6 for 1,000. And then you get the smokeless rounds, which we're used to as having today, for $7.50 a 1,000, or 0.75 cents per cartridge. But that was back when, you know, cartridges, a day's labor was not unreasonable at $1. So it would take, you'd be able to buy about, with one day's labor, you could buy the equivalent of about three boxes of ammunition, 150 rounds today. Well, with a day's labor at minimum wage in the U.S. today, you can get about a dozen boxes, even at the prices we're not used to, at 8 cents a round or so. So ammunition, even though we've had a lot of inflation and we've had this bubble, is still tremendously cheaper, just a small fraction of what it cost a little after the, you know, 110 years ago. And what has caused this is just we are so fantastically efficient at producing things. I mean, that's a major thing, but I guess if you wanted to look at the base reason, you know, why is ammunition so much cheaper today than it was before? It's because we have all this cheap energy we get out of the ground, and we call it petroleum or oil.
Right.
And when you had to get black powder by mining, you know, deposits left by guano on seabirds at remote islands and then process it into black powder and load it into rounds, you were still getting mining energy of an extent, but it was nowhere near as cheap as pumping oil out of the ground. And so that's why we have most everything is cheap today, because our energy is so cheap. And it's cheap because we just pump it out of the ground and use it. Not saying right. We shouldn't do that. I think we should continue. But the only way that I can see reasonably in the future is not by relying on wind and solar, which I think is just ludicrous to believe that we can run a modern culture on that. But we do have an option. Nuclear power has proven to be reliable and safe if done right. And that should give us a bridge to even greater sources of energy, eventually some sort of fusion. You know, there are, even though it's been like 40 years and not, it doesn't appear much progress has been made, when I look at the journals, it appears that there is a little bit of progress being made. And we even have, I know that people will think this is silly, but this so-called cold fusion, there's a lot of research going on there, and there are duplicated, you know, articles which have been duplicated in scientific that show there's something going on there. It's not like they can just produce, you know, energy, a lot more energy than has been put in on demand. But it's very clear that there are things going on there that look sort of nuclear that we don't really understand. I mean, we do get excess neutrinos. We get what appear to be images on crystals of some kind of small-scale energetic reaction that isn't explained by chemical energy. I don't know what's going to happen with that, and I certainly am not a good enough physicist or chemist to tell you how it might work, but there's actually a lot of research being done, and it looks promising. So, what I'm saying, the future is not solar or wind, but it's probably some type of nuclear or fusion energy, and that will allow a high-tech, high-energy civilization to continue. you know, when we're mining the last of the petroleum energy in another couple hundred years. And a couple hundred years is a long time. We've only really been using petroleum for about 100 years in any significant amount. I mean, when were the first diesel engines started to be used? I think it was about 1900. So that's 120 years ago.
Right.
And it certainly didn't ramp up until World War I. And then, of course, much greater in World War II and even more today. And we still have hundreds of years worth of hydrocarbon fuels in the ground, and that's probably not counting coal. And all those things make, you know, how we make our ammunition cheap and available, and it'll probably continue as long as it's not made illegal. And frankly, everything I see is that we're gaining ground on that, and the Second Amendment is going to be more respected in the future as long as we don't turn the entire country over to Democrats. So that's what I think is happening on that front. And when we will start getting back to 4 cents a round for 22 ammunition,
might be a while.
If Donald Trump gets reelected.
Oh, well, then it'll be in a few years.
2024.
Hang on for me one more time. Hang on for me one more time. This is Dean Weingarten. He is writer at Ammoland.com. Check him out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Been talking to Dean Weingarten. Where would you like to go now?
Yes, and we've been talking about the Constitution and ammunition. And while this has a lot to do with preserving the Second Amendment, because if the vote doesn't mean anything, then our whole Constitution essentially means very little. But I don't know if you've heard anything about the some of the promos for this Dinesh D'Souza documentary coming up about 2,000 mules, where they have basically caught leftists red-handed in harvesting and putting in basically unpoliced ballot boxes. Thousands and thousands of ballots in the swing states. And they did it by buying privately owned cell phone tracking information so they could track cell phones and see which cell phones were going to these ballot drop-off boxes repeatedly over and over again. And they found that the same people were going to centers where apparently they would pick up these ballots, and then they would take them to these ballot drop-off boxes, and the ballot drop-off boxes were supposed to be monitored by video, and they got a fair amount of the video showing the people dropping the box, the ballots off there. All this is illegal, and with thousands of the title is 2,000 mules, so supposedly they found 2,000 people who were involved as the transportation part of this scheme. And it's, since we don't have the exact numbers of ballots, and you can't prove exactly what ballot went for whom, but you can be pretty sure that in these cases, the vast majority of those ballots were against Donald Trump. So we see how the system could be rigged. First, you have to put out huge numbers of uncontrolled ballots, which was done illegally under the guise of COVID in the 2020 election. They sent out millions and millions of mail-in ballots that were effectively not tracked. And then you have some organized group, you know, perhaps paid with some of the hundreds of millions of dollars that Jeff Zuckerberg, was it, from Facebook,
yeah,
was induced to spend to so-called get-out-the-vote effort. We'll use some of that money to organize groups to go around and collect up as many of these mail ballots as they can.
Yep.
Whether or not anybody actually was voting from them, but they snatch them up. Then they take them to some center where you have a bunch of operatives going over them, filling them out the way they want to be filled out, putting some sort of signature on them. In most states, they said no signature is going to be need to be checked because of COVID for whatever reason, but we could just as easily say because we have to get rid of Donald Trump. And then you have these mules collect the ballots from those centers where they're being processed to make sure they're the right way, and then dropping them off in ballot drop-off boxes. It's a very simple but effective scheme. And if you have enough money and enough thousands of people working at it, it can make the difference.
So, you know, here's where I see the shortcoming, though. Because right now, Soros just spent, I think he started a new PAC, put $125
million
on it.
Yeah, $125 million.
Yeah, and word's out. People know what that means. People know, you know, everybody's looking at his DAs out there right now today. His DAs and his secretaries of state. And they see what happened with the secretaries of state, right? Right? They see that. They're aware of Zuckerberg. I don't know that they can actually pull it off another time.
I think you're right. And I think they're very concerned about it. And it's not just that. But as this information is all out there, it isn't going away. It can't be destroyed. I mean, because it's been digitized and sent out, it's all able to be traced. It isn't like somebody just made this stuff up. And it seems to me there's a serious potential for prosecution. We're even seeing Raffensperger, I think is his name, in Georgia, who was supposed to oversee the election and couldn't see any evil happening until they got rid of Donald Trump.
Right.
And now that he's up for election and he's facing the possibility of losing, suddenly is saying, oh, gee, maybe we should prosecute some of this stuff. We see there's actual evidence here. He couldn't see anything during the actual controversy about the election. So, yeah, I think there's serious possibility for prosecutions. And, you know, they say this old thing, if you shoot at the king, you better not miss. And I think their strategy was that they couldn't miss, that they would control elections to the foreseeable future because they'd get their election bill through that would legalize this entire process as far out as the eye could see. And with this process in place, Democrats would never lose control of the Congress or the presidency in the future.
How many state IGs do you think would file suit? And how quick do you think that would get in front of the Supreme Court on that one? You think they'd fast-track that one?
I think that I don't know if they'd fast-track it, but certainly they would file against it very quickly. And the timing is getting late. If they don't get that through, and I don't think they're going to get it passed, you have to have time enough to set up to make all the election changes in all the states. And the election is now, what, 10 months away. So it's getting closer. And I think on the left, there's probably a lot of panic.
Oh, there's a lot of panic going on.
But unfortunately, that makes them very dangerous. We don't know what they might do.
Well, but it doesn't matter what they do, Dean. I mean, therein lies the rub. The reason they needed to pass this election bill was because states have taken back over their legislatures have rolled in. Everybody understands that all of those rule changes in those strategic areas were done targeted. Everybody gets that. There's a lot of things that more people are aware of now, and there's still a lot of. I'm one of them. I'm convinced that COVID was a thing so that we could have mail-in voting. And
certainly worked that way.
Well, and here's the thing about voting. Voting should not be easy. Voting should not be easy. Voting should mean you go down in person and you vote. If you're deployed on the Nimitz, if you're in the middle of labor on that day or something, okay, absentee ballots, I get it. But I mean, voting should be done in person all the time, every time, and it should be done, it should start and commence and end on election day. No early voting.
Well,
no late voting.
And that's the way that the constitutions and the law in both Wisconsin and Pennsylvania say it has to be. Right. And yet they were able to support, you know, either pay off or get the right judges to say, oh, because of COVID, we're going to ignore the Constitution. We're going to ignore the laws. Didn't we just have a court ruling in Pennsylvania that said 2 million votes that were cast there were done unconstitutionally?
Yeah, sure did. So, I mean,
2 million.
And the Democrats.
In one state.
The Democrats see all this. They're just going to have to find some tourniquets because they're going to hemorrhage.
Well, I hope so.
They're going to hemorrhage. I hope they do. And listen, I hope when the Republicans take over, I hope McCarthy's got a mean streak in him and he gets up there and says, hey, this January the 6th sideshow, we're going to turn this into something real. What's the name of that guy that shot Ashley Babbitt? Let's start with him.
Yeah, I agree. They have to do it.
Yeah.
The Democrats have done a lot of this and gotten away with a lot of this because they've never gotten pushback.
Nope.
They never believed that anything would ever happen to them.
Running out of time. The ad lib is much livelier. Thank you for joining me tonight.
It's been a pleasure.
All right.
It always is.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has always been about gun control. Never. No, excuse me. It's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.